you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the committee, I'm Representative Ashland, Alexandria, Bristol, Bridgewater, and Grafton. Harold Riley from District 9 in Grafton County. I represent the towns. I'm introducing House Bill number 580 for your consideration. This bill is of great concern to my constituents in the Lakes region, especially in a newfound area. But briefly, I'm going to touch on the bill for people who do not have it or have not seen it. It's only one paragraph. Moratorium windmill turbine plants and electric transmission lines project. Notwithstanding any provisions of law to the contrary, there are hereby established a moratorium on the construction of wind turbine plants and electric transmission lines projects in the state of New Hampshire until the state issues a comprehensive energy plan. The Site Evaluation Committee established in RSA 162H:3 shall issue no certificates for wind turbine plants and electric transmission line projects under RSA 162-H while such moratoriums are in effect. Effective date, this shall take a place upon passage. I have been deluged with emails, letters, phone calls in the hundreds. I was going to take and make copies for each of the committee here, but at 20 copies here with about 150 to 200 emails, I think I'd take a copy machine broke upstairs, so I will take and give the committee individual letters when we convene again, as I am a member of the Science and Technology Committee meeting. Citizens, taxpayers, newfound area, as well as members from both parties are concerned with what is happening in a newfound area with all the proposed wind turbines slated to go up in our mountaintops and hillsides in Alexandria, Grafton, Danbury, Bristol, Hebron, Bridgewater, in addition to the ones already up in Groton. I'd like to read a letter from a resident of Groton with the windmills from Wild Meadows. My home is located in the quiet and magical Wild Meadows in Grafton, New Hampshire, that until recently had few ever heard of, surrounded by ridge lines and a friendly character which is rich and material poor, rural community. We drive about 45 minutes everywhere. When I grew up there, I traveled many places and finally chose this place to live in the community for its unspoiled, simple, rugged way of life. If you know Wild Meadows, it's not likely that you've heard of the lovely Wild Meadows Brook that laughs down the mountainside by our home. Nor is it likely you heard of Grant's Pond. It is the best little bass hole in town. You probably didn't hear about the Wild Meadows that explorers discovered, giving it its name at the time, that remains unspoiled even today. Nor have you probably heard of the rugged Mount Melvin, the highest peak in our land, rich on our beautiful, majestic mountains on both sides of the meadows, which are leased to be blown up. Roads have been engineered and cut into their sides, and raw earth upturned to the streams of pristine waters. Our serpentine straightened out and widened to accept the heavy loads of turbines and machinery. Our quiet country meadow is proposed to be a wind project, which I and many others will have to live in. The complexity of the problems of this project posed to our town and community are staggering, and we have no voice. This is from April Duggan, Wild Meadows Road. To continue, a lady in Bridgewater told me last month that she had to take a loss of over $100,000 on selling her home because of the windmills at the upper end of Newfound Lake. Our neighbor is also negotiating with a sale, having to take a $50,000 loss also. But back to my bill, why do we need this windfall? excuse me, windmill. It's ISO says stop. The windmills in Cohoes County, Vermont, and New York, the cup is full and they can't store the electricity. We are over our need. As you can see, there are many people here today because they're concerned what's going to happen for their communities, their homes, and their futures. I'm sure you members of this committee have enjoyed the beauty of New Hampshire's mountains, forests, lakes, and fall foliage. But will it be there for you and your children and grandchildren? Why are we permitting them to destroy it? Our state, in the name of renewable green energy. Also, ISO New England says again, stop, we can't take any more power. So why do we need 96 more wind turbines in this area? We have over 40 hydro dams producing power. We have a half a dozen biomass plants producing clean power. We have Seabrook. We have other power plants producing energy. Is it need or greed? House Bill 580 calls for a comprehensive state energy plan, which we do not have at this time. That makes New Hampshire a private dumping grounds for greedy, profit-bent developers. These developers have targeted our state because they believe New Hampshire is backwards and easy pickings and defenseless. Other states protect themselves with energy policies. New Hampshire has not done so yet. In closing, members of this committee, you have a clear choice. You can support HB 580, which gives New Hampshire some breathing room to build a sound energy plan, a plan that ensures a policy that protects New Hampshire interests, communities, families, and creates New Hampshire jobs, not jobs from outside. I ask each member of the committee to put New Hampshire first and the developers second. The only need is their greed. Thank you for your time. And I will take any questions.
Are there any questions for Representative Riley? Seeing none, thank you very much, Representative.